say.
All right, afternoon kindergarten, are we ready? What did we learn this week? What did we learn this week, Maeve?
We had a substitute.
You did? Well, what did you learn about having a substitute? Let's give Maeve some time. She raised her hand. What did you learn about having a substitute?
That we have to be quiet.
Well, you don't always have to be quiet. What? Who wants to tell me? Sam?
I was going to say that.
Oh, okay. Well, Orion, did you have your hand up? What did we learn about having a substitute?
We did math.
Well, yes, we did, but let's talk about what did we learn about having a substitute, because we learned a pretty good lesson this week, I think. What did we learn about having a substitute? Marcus?
Don't be bad when you have a substitute.
Well, nobody's ever bad, right?
Don't make bad choices.
Don't make bad choices, that's right. Nobody's ever bad. People, we're all good kids, right? Nobody's a bad kid here. Everybody's a good kid. But sometimes we are tempted to make bad choices, right? Is that ever a good choice to make a bad choice?
No,
no, it's not, is it? And if Mrs. Burns is not here, what should you still act like she is?
No. That would be rude.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me ask this again. If Mrs. Burns is not here and there's a substitute teacher here, should you act the same that you do with Mrs. Burns or not?
Yes,
always. Why not, Quinn?
That's the way you say you're acting.
Because we are Lincoln Eagles, right? And Lincoln Eagles have pride in what we do, and we are all excellent, excellent kids. We're very lucky to be here, so we always are on our best behavior, right? And that is why we want to blue ribbon. That's one of the reasons why, right? So we have to make sure we're proud of how we are all the time. And making bad choices, it's not going to get you very far. So it's always better to make a good choice, right? Like always being on your best behavior, eyes watching, ears listening, voice quiet, and body calm. You should always listen to, even a substitute, a substitute is the same as me being here, or the same as Mr. Godfrey, or the same as your parents. You have to listen, right? All right, enough about that, but we learned a pretty valuable lesson. So let's move on. Who wants to tell us about something else we learned this week? Sophia. We did count birds, but how many birds did we count? We had 11 birds and 4 species. You are correct. You're correct. Who wants to tell me the species? Max S., tell me one.
Can I tell you all 4?
Okay.
Mourning dove, house sparrow, house finch, and... American Robin.
You got it. Good memory. You are right about that. Next week's our last week of Project Feeder Watch, and we're going to collect all of our data, and we're going to see what kind of sense we can make of it. Did we forget more birds this year? Less birds than last year? Did we have more species or less species? And what do we think for next year? We'll make some predictions for next year. All right. What else did we learn this week? Sam?
We did math.
What did we do in math? What did we do in math? What did you learn in math? That's more important. What did you learn in math?
So I mean you learned about the weather.
Say it again. You learned about what?
The weather.
Oh, we learned about the weather. We learned about the weather. I thought you said math. We learned about the weather. So what did you learn about the weather? What did you learn about the weather? Hannah, what did you learn about the weather?
Thunder and lightning.
What about thunder and lightning? What did you learn about thunder and lightning?
And twisters.
What did you learn about thunder and lightning? Joy, what did you learn about thunder and lightning?
Well, we learned about weather. It's very dangerous.
Well, is all weather very dangerous?
No.
No. What types of weather are very dangerous?
Tornadoes, lightning, and floods.
Tornadoes, lightnings, and floods.
And
you're
blizzards.
Right. Blizzards, too. But we didn't talk about blizzards this week, but you're right. Blizzards are. That's next week. So what should you do in dangerous weather like that?
You should
Quinn.
Stay in your home.
Well, see, Quinn's got his hand up. What should you do?
I was going to do a different one.
Oh, about the leprechaun. Well, you can do that in a minute. Charlie, what should you do if the weather's really, really bad? You go inside. What do you do if there's a tornado? Where do you go, Isabella?
Go in your basement.
In your basement. You're right. Thank you. Charlie said that, too. Now, what if you're at school and we have a tornado warning? Where do we go, Maeve?
We go right outside in, like, of our room, and then we cover our heads.
You get on your knees and you cover your head. You're right. We go outside of our room because that's right in the center of our school, and so we want to make sure we're somewhere not near the edges of our school.
Like this.
And we cover our whole body. Max S., you have your hand up. Go ahead.
If you don't have a basement, find somewhere with no windows because it might break open the windows and then glass might fall into your eyes.
Or all over your body, right? You don't want to get cut. Great point. Now, how do we know if there's a weather emergency? How do we know, Luke?
There's a beep.
A beep where?
From the fire department and from your phone and any other object that uses.
So like your TV, right? There'll be a message. What about the radio?
For lightning, there's thunder.
There is thunder.
That's the warning.
Do you remember what they told you? First of all, let's ask you, let's go back to the warning. There is, it comes through your phone, right? Sometimes you'll hear a big beep, your TV. And what does the fire department do if there's a tornado? Do you remember we talked about a tornado siren? You're right, it's very loud. And everyone in town knows. And then you go right into your basement, right?
Stay up all night.
They do, and they watch the weather, right? So even if we're sleeping, someone's going to alert us that there's a storm, a bad storm like that.
What happens if you sleepwalk down the stairs?
Well, I don't know if that would really happen or not. But let's go back and think about lightning. Now, what did we learn about lightning? What did we learn about lightning? What is lightning? What is lightning? Quinn, what is lightning?
Lightning is the purple one is the hottest, the red one is the second hottest.
That great facts. I remember those too. Good, very good. But what is lightning made of? What is it made of? Charlie.
It's made of electricity.
It's electricity. Very good, Charlie. You're absolutely right. It's electricity, right? Is lightning dangerous?
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
It's 6 times hotter than the sun.
No,
it
is, 2 times.
No, I think Luke is right. I think it's six times hotter than the sun. I
Let's
think that our text. Oh, that's a good idea. I like how you said that, Joy. I think in our text, it did say 6 times hotter. So that's a really good fact. And that's a great way to check your facts is to look back in the book.
And when rain clouds come together, it makes lightning clouds. So it absorbs.
Keep going.
So there's like a siren of...
What do you guys think about that?
A good fact.
Luke.
There's like these two little raindrops of ice, and if they go together, it makes lightning.
I think that might be what Quinn was trying to say. You're right. When rain clouds are full, the ice droplets in the rain cloud go together, and that makes lightning, right? That creates electricity. Yes, Max S.
A bolt of lightning can actually strike the ground.
A bolt of lightning, you're
that's
right.
And
now,
some lightnings can strike the ground, right. But not all.
Now, what else is, when we're talking about, we talked about rain and thunder and tornadoes. What happens if there's too much rain? What's it called?
It's flood.
A flood. What happens if there's not enough? Do you remember what the name of that is? When everything dries up. Sophia.
Overdrive?
No, not overdrive.
Dry land?
No, the land is really dry. It's called a drought. A drought. All right, quickly, because we only have about 10 more seconds. What did we watch today on the camera?
Birds!
Which birds? Yes, Max S.
A bald eagle hatched.
A bald eaglet hatched. I know, isn't that awesome? The albatross has been around for a while, though. All right, friends, let's say goodbye. Thank you. We'll see you next time.